Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, thank you, Shippy. I heard a really good rumor on draft day, and it turned out to be true today. It kind of affected the Mavs a little bit. We'll talk about it coming up at Around the Sports. Also, thanks to our friends at DMS Roofing for getting the Tolos together for the DFW Brew Crew Tour. It's going to be in Mansfield on Sunday from 2 to 4, and the AC will be cranking right there inside. So hang out. It's going to be hot Sunday, so come hang out inside with us at Dirty Job Brewing in Mansfield. We'll have an AC cranking and cold, cold beer. Our buddy Derek over there was tweeting out all the different beer styles and flavors they have. So you can find that online. But hey, thank you to our friends at DMS Roofing for getting that going. And right now it's time for this.
And now let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Thank you, guys. I forgot to tell you this. I can't believe I forgot. Tuesday night, after our show, heading home, I want to say that I'm on the tollway just before 6:35. Mm-hmm. And it's 7:37 p.m. because I went back and checked my phone logs. I called 911.
Okay, this was...
Pickup basketball game?
This was Tuesday night. On the highway.
Like that guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
All-star games going on.
There was not a pickup basketball game going on in my car or that I could see from the northbound tollway at 6:35.
Okay. So I'm imagining the area, and it's 7:30, and you call 911.
You got to say it real dramatically.
911.
Say it real dramatically.
Okay. 911.
9-1-1.1.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this.
I call it 9-1-1.
You're never going to guess why
pound.
I called.
Pound 911.
Y'all never guess why I called.
Oh, you had a flat tire.
Nope. Hold on. I do like that. That is something I would do. I would do that. And I probably have some like VIP butler service I'm paying $87 a month for. Well, they'll come make me a sandwich and change the tire for me, but I don't even know how to contact them.
Heads up on that. Behind your driver's license? There's the number. They'll do it for free. They won't even accept tips if you try to tip them. They're like, we can't.
Okay, very nice.
They just come right to you. They'll be there in 10 minutes.
So, no, I did not have a flat tire, and I would not have changed it myself either. I would have Ubered from there home.
You had a fish on a hook.
That's a fair guess, too. Right. I was not fishing anything out at that moment.
Hmm. Whoa.
Ooh, maybe couldn't get a bathroom one time.
Oh, no, there was not a poop emergency. I don't belong to Lakewood, sir. I'm not.
You didn't shart yourself, and now you're wearing a Borat thong on the Katy Trail.
Don't want a shart emergency.
You mentioned a sandwich. Was there a traffic imbalance?
Oh, that's a fair guess,
that's
too.
That's good.
No. Okay. I'll say this. You might be inclined to guess that it was involving an accident with a car crash or something.
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know about you guys.
It was not that.
Okay. Ooh, spider in your truck.
I'll give you another clue. I'm going. First of all, I would have jumped out of the truck and rolled and let the truck go. I was going 60 miles an hour. There wasn't really a lot of traffic. And there wasn't a wrecked car accident.
All right, you turned yourself in for a DWI.
No. I hadn't had a chance to get drunk yet at that point.
DUI?
No. Don't, not
they
even
don't
sure
do that
that distinguish. Oh, it looks like you've researched that.
I have.
It's like the guy's like, no, man, they can be 17 in Texas. I'm like, well, you seem like you researched that.
You were horny.
Nope.
I mean, we do follow the Cowboys. You'd have to keep enough tab on the DWI rules.
Wow. Sir.
That's fair.
It's like once a year.
God, I don't think you actually did it.
I did it. I'll show you my phone. I did it. Okay. All right, here's what happened.
Yep.
And I want you to think about this, Skin. This is going to resonate with you more than these other two youngsters because you have kids.
Oh.
So I'm driving down the tollway. I'm going about 60, 65, just before whatever the speed limit is. That's what I was going. I'm right at 6. I'm at 635, about to go under 635.
Okay.
And I'm looking up ahead of me, and there's a little bit of a curve, and I'm like, has somebody had a car accident and they're out of their car? But then I'm like, but we're not slowed down in the lane. I'm in the far left lane closest to the median, but I see human beings walking in the median.
And you're on the tollway, right?
On the tollway.
That's like very very narrow there.
Narrow.
Right?
You could not park a car there. You could not park a motorcycle there.
That is the worst place to panhandle.
You might be able to fit a canoe.
Maybe a thin canoe, extra thin canoe. Okay. Not the one Corey got naked in, obviously, but he could get naked in this one now because of
the soda.
But there's three people walking towards oncoming traffic, and the cars are going 60, 65, whizzing by them left and right. And I thought, okay, maybe there's a car accident. People don't realize how dangerous it is. They got out to exchange insurance, but there's no slowdown of traffic, so there's no car stopped.
Right.
These are just people that are walking. And if you think about it, I don't know how in the hell they got there.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Because there's so much traffic, I don't know at what point they would have been able to cross either side of traffic to make it to the median. Right?
Yeah.
On the tollway, for sure.
On the tollway, with nowhere to walk.
Unless they had been stuck there for like an hour when traffic was more bumper to bumper, you know what I'm saying? Like they had been in that middle section for like a whole hour.
Somebody got out of the car and
just stuck there.
Okay, so here's the worst part about it. They're teenagers.
Ooh.
So
up to no good.
I would say if I had to guess, they were 14, 15 years old, 13, 13 maybe.
Okay.
And it was a boy and two girls.
Ooh.
And they were walking towards traffic and they were waving to the cars and laughing.
Okay.
So they were thinking how funny it was. Look, we know we're in a bad place. Hey, everybody. Yes, we're the kids that are in the median. Hello. And they were going south. And I was like, man, I knew they were there, and I almost killed them.
Right.
Because there was such a thin margin. There's not a lot of room.
Right.
I mean, I moved all the way over and kind of took half of the middle lane just because I wanted to give them space.
Right.
And I was horrified. I was scared to look in my rearview mirror. I'm like, these kids are so stupid. They think this is a funny joke. Now, I have a friend who just got hit by a car going 60, 65.
Duh.
It's a friend of mine. He's the superintendent of schools in Prosper. And Dr. Watkins. Mm-hmm. I talk about all. He got hit by a car.
He was jogging, right?
He was jogging. Yeah. And thank God he's doing so much better. But I can't imagine, you know, the pain and the injuries. I don't even really know a lot of details about it. I just know he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting better.
Right.
Thank God. But you know, if you get most people that get hit at 60 miles an hour, I would say would die pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't believe he lived unless he just got nicked on his leg or something.
No, he did not get nicked. He got hit hard.
Wow.
He's the toughest guy I've ever known. Ugh. But anyway, so three kids.
Wow. Shots fired at Birdman Parrot.
That was well played.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, well done. Well done. He's the second toughest guy.
Wow, Jacob Schick better not be listening
right
now.
Third toughest guy.
Tim Collins better not be listening.
Yeah, he's the third toughest guy.
I saw him in there. Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
He's pretty tough.
Yep.
So, anyways, I told you one of my biggest fears is any of my fears when you throw my kids into the mix. Like, I have a fear of dangling.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of dangling is a fear of heights, as well as a fear of you're dangling from those heights.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I don't just look up high and I'm like, oh, man, that's pretty high up there. I'm like, oh, what if I was holding on by one hand and I had like 10 seconds and then I was going to fall? I don't know if you guys have seen the people that do a lot of acrobats and acrobatics stuff on the side of buildings because they're
The Rock.
They're thrill mongers.
Yeah. Yep.
No, they're thrill He's mongers. Great. So they do a bunch of like somersaults and stuff on the edges of buildings.
Ugh, yeah.
And then they don't. You see the ones that surface on YouTube of the ones who survive.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times there's pictures. Hey, here's the last picture of this idiot before they did something really stupid.
But they died doing what they loved.
Yeah.
Which is stupid stuff.
So my biggest fear is my kids doing something like that. So I've had the fear of what happens if your kid, a toddler, is in the median of traffic with cars going 70 on both sides.
That's horrific.
And now I have to throw into the mix, what happens if your teenager is dumb enough to do that? I mean, dude, those are three teenagers who chose to get out into the median on the tollway, cars whizzing by left and right, and they're laughing and waving. They weren't scared. They had no idea how dangerous it was. So I called 911.
Right.
And the tollway has some weird thing where it's jurisdictional. I don't. It's like, we got to get that to. I cannot help you with this. We're going to get this call. We're going to forward it to the
right.
Get to the Carrollton branch.
Yeah. I guess it's like the highway patrol does the tollway, and no one else. Like, hey. Good. This is a 911 call. We don't have to deal with. I'm going to forward this on to the highway. I'm like, there's kids about to die on the tollway.
Right.
Just put me in touch with someone.
So you said, so here's what happened. Those two girls are putting all their confidence in that dumb guy, and the dumb guy doesn't know what he's doing, but he knows he's impressing these two girls, and now they're all going to die.
Yeah.
Because of his dumb ass.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing you just constantly tell your kids, like, you know, here's the example I just gave. I go, remember when you thought you knew everything when you were four? Now you're eight, and you know twice as much, don't you? So think about how much you're going to know when you're 16.
Right.
And think about how much you're going to know when you're 32. That never stops.
Right.
Right. Just remember how much you didn't know 2 years ago when you're doing these dumb things. Don't listen to your peers. Your peers are just as young as you are, and they're just as inexperienced, and they're full of bad ideas.
That's great advice.
Bad ideas.
Okay, so what do you? I looked in the online. I was thinking, okay, three kids died on the tollway. I didn't see the story. Does anybody know
it?
And I was thinking, surely some tolos drove by too. I don't know how long they were. To your point, they may have gotten out hours before.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody was going northbound on the tollway that day or southbound, you would have seen them. And you saw these teenagers walking down the median, the middle. Tweet me or email me or whatever. I want to hear.
So
I want to hear from
man.
Somebody else that saw this. It was crazy.
Well, I'm imagining that part of the highway, and I just don't know how. I mean, God, they could have been stuck. They would have been stuck there until the authorities got them. I'm also surprised authorities didn't see them.
If three cars would have, if there was no place for anybody to kind of move over to the middle lane like me, and they were all going pretty fast and just kind of came up on it, and somebody had one of those giant mirrors on the side of their, it would decapitate them.
Ugh.
I mean, there's no space there at all.
Right.
And they're not only not scared, they're laughing. They think it's the funniest thing ever.
Laughing instead of crying? They're probably terrified.
You know, and also I think about the drivers who are sitting there and people are always getting distracted while they're driving and stuff. Like, okay, what if you accidentally hit someone like that? Not, like, you're just driving, you're going home.
Right.
You're looking somewhere, looking in your rearview mirror, you hit a kid.
You're changing
your
radio station.
Over.
Yeah.
Right? It could be as simple as you look down. It's like that old Albert Brooks movie where he died changing. He had a brand new CD changer and he had never had one, and he died changing out
the
CDs.
Yeah. Was that Judging Your Life?
Defending Your Life.
Defending Your Life.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, we always talk about distracted driving, and we talk about it from the standpoint of a phone. Distracted driving can be turning the volume up on your car or changing your air conditioner settings.
I almost wrecked on the tollway because I was trying to turn my radar detector on the other day.
Now that's illegal.
Okay. So anyways,
slaughter.
Tweet me or email me, ben@benandskin.com. I'd love to know if anybody else saw this or knows anything else about that story of the teenagers walking down the middle of the tollway. Before we get out of here, last thing, I'll be quick. I was lecturing my kids today saying, hey, no more, you're not just playing Fortnite all day. You got to get out of the house. You got to go do something. Meanwhile, a TV that was on with the forecast. And my son looked at me very calmly, my 10-year-old Miles. He goes, Dad, I understand everything you're saying. That TV just said it's going to be 107 degrees at 4 o'clock.
So brutal.
107 at 4 p.m.
And then people are like, hey, just get in the pool. Meanwhile, their skin cancer is devouring their child as the sun just punishes it.
Yeah, and the water's boiling.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the sun? Have y'all looked at it today?
No.
Man.
Is it pissed?
No, he's up there. He's wearing sunglasses and he's going.
Dude, the world is not an emoji tizzle. It's the Minute Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.